verse 1, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word today. God, as we break the bread of life, help us, Lord, to understand it. Not only understand it, Lord, but help us believe it. Not only believe it, Lord, but help us apply it. God, today I believe that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. God, I believe that you're able today to do some dividing. I believe you're able, Lord, through your word, to destroy the works of the devil. We ask you, Lord, to move in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Shake hands with somebody, say good to see you, and then you can sit down. Everything in creation came into being by something that never came into being. Let me say that again. Everything in our universe came into being from something that never came into being. John clears this up when he says, in the beginning, the Word was with God. Was is, let me say it like this, the God didn't come into being. God has always been. He always was. So God is the uncaused cause. And he chose to speak everything into existence. God could have thought it into existence. He could have just motioned it into existence. But we serve a speaking God. And God began to speak. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let me tell you something about the devil. When we operate in the dominion that God has called us to, and we begin to speak the word of God, the devil gets nervous. It's not just when we meditate on it or we think about it. But when sons of God begin to act like the Creator and speak the Word of God, the enemy becomes a little bit nervous. I think this is a side note, but I got to preach this right now. I believe it's time for the church to start speaking the Word of God like we believe it's going to accomplish what it says it can accomplish. I believe the church is time to rise up and begin to take this Word and not just hold it, but begin to use it, because he said, my Word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish. The only way it can return is if it is sin, and it must be sin by sons of God. Can you say amen? Amen. There's power in his word. I'm not here to preach the Godhead. I'm not here to preach pre-existence. I'm here to preach one verse in this scripture, Chris, that I think a lot of people miss. Because when we go to these verses, it's about the beginning and it's about the deity, and we concentrate on the deity. But there's a verse in here that of all the years, Darren, I breezed right past it. And I want to share it with you today, because I think there's somebody in this room that doesn't just need to know who God is, but they need to know who they are in him. It's something for me to know about him. It's another thing for him to know me. For years, as a young man, I went to church and I heard about Jesus. And they told me about Jesus. And they preached at me about Jesus. And they hacked to me about Jesus. And they did all of those things to me about Jesus. But it wasn't until we came into a relationship that I could say amen to what I heard all of those years. It's something to know about him. It's another thing to know him. It's something to hear about him. It's another thing to know him. It's amazing to sing Amazing Grace. It's another thing to really be washed in the blood and understand how amazing God's grace really is. It's something to hear somebody sing. It's another thing to be blind and have your eyes open to the gospel. It's a whole nother thing. There's a Christ of history, but there's a Christ of experience, and I have experienced him. You come too late to tell me that God ain't real. You come too late to tell me God can't save. You come too late to tell me the blood ain't enough. You come too late to tell me that even in my faults and my failures, the grace of God can't pick me up. You've come too late to tell me. Everything in creation came into existence except God. He was the always was. The uncaused cause, the God that speaks it. The word did not come into being. Everything was created by that word. Everything came into being by the word because the word always was. We talked about this a little bit. I'm going to get a little geeky on you for a minute. How many people in here are nerds? One nerd in this whole group, too. Oh, come on. Confession's good for the soul. How many people are sitting beside a nerd that didn't raise their hand? More hands, more hands, a lot more hands. I sat in a classroom. And I really think the education system should have recalls on our education. It's broke. Art, when my truck has a problem with it, and they figure out it's a big problem, they send me a letter. Take this to your local dealer. Recall. We messed up. I have never got a recall from Coal City Elementary. Or from Stoko Junior High. Or Independence High School. Never got a recall from any of those. But since I left school, they have learned some things that they didn't teach me while I sat in a classroom. I think Pluto got Plutoed and then got back. When I was a kid, I had to go buy 9 styrofoam balls and put them on a stick and make a solar system. And then when I left, price went down. They only had to do 8. Now I think they may do 9 again. Anybody know? Is Pluto a planet now or no? Come on, give me some fifth graders. Where y'all at? There were some things that they taught me. They taught me about an atom, and they taught me about a nucleus, and they taught me about a neutron and a proton and an electron. And they taught me that these things existed, and this electron traveled in a path around the nucleus and around, and it's constantly going in that path. But we have learned since then it doesn't travel that way anymore. And I didn't get a recall. Nobody said, hey, man, we figured out some stuff. Your little Newton nucleus and all that stuff is a little bit off, and we've learned some things. And this is what they've learned. Again, this is nerdy, but we'll preach in a minute. Quantum physics is widely accepted as a valid, highly accurate scientific theory now, forming the foundation of modern technology like transistors, lasers, and MRI machines. Are you thankful? Some of you older people, are you thankful? Its predictions match experimental results with extreme precision, making it, in a practical sense, essentially undisputed. How many people were taught quantum theory in school? Please raise your hand. Very few, if any. How many people think you may have, but you were not paying attention? You know, they might have. Listen to this. This is good if you hold on. Quantum physics increasingly points to information rather than matter or energy as the foundational component of reality. Listen to this. This is good. Listen real close. Quantum physics increasingly points to information rather than matter or energy as the foundational component of reality. Are you following me? They are saying, how many people, watch this, this will be good. How many people have ever seen The Matrix? Raise your hand. You know all them green lines, all that information falling in the background, all of that stuff they call it, the information, that the whole universe began with information. They are just figuring out that John 1 knew exactly what he was talking about when he wrote it, because in the beginning there was not matter. In the beginning there was not space. In the beginning there was not time. In the beginning there was information. It was a word. In the beginning was the word, and that word began to speak. And when that word began to speak, things begin to come into existence. I don't need your neutron. I don't need your proton. I don't need your electron doing all of that. The Word of God made it all. It created every bit of it. It was made through information. Oh, man, I don't have time to do this. But this is really important. The perspective suggests that physical properties, listen to this. These are secular scientists. These aren't people that are, some of them are, but some of them aren't believers. I want you to listen to this. The perspective suggests that physical properties are derived from data. Yeah. For real. Listen to this. Often described as bits or quanta that exist before taking physical form. Really? What took you so long? It from bit. If y'all get bored, just wave at me and I'll switch gears. But listen to this. It from bit. Physicist John Archibald Wheeler. Archibald is the coolest name ever. Coined the phrase proposing that every it, every particle, every field of force derives its function, meaning its existence, from information. Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to make this make sense, okay? Information behind the scenes, they say. Not just behind the scenes, but in us. Not just what we can't see, but in us. Are you following me? This stuff just is, if God created the universe and the universe is running on information, then I want to insert to you, you being part of the creation, were also created by the same word that created everything else. So there was a voice that spoke you into existence, and this is important because when that voice begins to call you, it is a familiar sound. And when you hear the voice of God, you gotta have something familiar going on, because it's the same God that created you for the reason he is calling you to. Soundboard or amen? Or neither. Y'all are the ones that were asleep. Never mind. Watch this. Your particular unique DNA combination, the specific sequence of 23 pairs of chromosomes, began at the moment of your conception. Happy Mother's Day. Thanks, Mom. Thank you. Your unique DNA began at the moment, the exact second of conception. That's awesome. Because DNA is information. So not only were the worlds framed by the Word of God, you are part of the breath that God breathed when He spoke into existence. Let me say it like this. I don't care if your parents planned you or not. He did. I better be careful. Some of these people that get up in years and all of a sudden, surprise! Let me tell you who didn't say surprise. God. That's better than you realize. Because some of y'all had a parent say, you're an accident. You ain't no accident. You were created by God, and God knows exactly who you are. And He's got some information running through you that He's calling back to Him. He's calling it back to Him. When that voice begins to call, He's calling what belongs to Him. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Life and light go together. Let me say it again. Life and light go together. Are you with me? I hope you hold on. Because at the moment, at the exact second of conception, there is a light. Now, the scientists and the biologists call it a zinc spark. And they try to put something chemical to it. Something matter of fact. Y'all catch that later. They try to put something chemical to it. But my Bible says, this is way before old Archibald ever showed up. This was written way before. It said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Are you following me? Life and light go together. And I don't know if you know this or not, but we are the children of the light. Light is illumination. Light is revelation. People that are walking in darkness, the reason they are walking in darkness is because they have not received the revelation of who their Creator is and what He's doing to bring them back to Him. So they walk in darkness, and the gods of this world have blinded them. But I'm here to pull off the blinders, because if you're walking in sin, you are walking way outside of what your Creator designed you for. The way of a transgressor is hard. Why is it hard? I'm going to tell you why it's difficult. I know. I love transgressors. I used to be one. The reason is, even if you don't know how to put words to it, you know that there's something inside of you that is drawing you to somewhere else than the path that you're on. Can I get a witness in this room that knows what I'm talking about? Amen. Roger, when I was in sin, there was something always inside me. Something always pulling me. Something always messing with me. Come on, raise your hands if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Even in sin, I just couldn't feel comfortable. There was always something. And just when I thought I had it beat, it'd get me again. Can I get an amen? Amen. I remember going to church services, sitting in an auditorium. They'd preach, and I'm sitting there, and the Lord's dealing with me, and they're calling me, and I'd walk out of the building thinking I'd accomplished something because they didn't get me. The problem was, the thing that was calling me wasn't about the auditorium. The thing that was calling me was a Creator that had my number. And when I left, He followed me, went with me, and drew me back. With what? Why do we preach the gospel? Because the gospel is the light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. There's a double meaning to the word comprehends. It sees it or understand it. You can't arrest it, and you can't stop it. Man, when I found that, I said, amen, amen. Because I'm sitting there in darkness, and light's trying to shine on me, and I can't catch it. I didn't understand it, and I couldn't stop it. I don't know about y'all. Maybe y'all were always been the holy type, and we have Mother Teresa's in here and some sanctified monks. But there was time in my life I didn't want anything to do with God. And I tried to avoid places that made me feel conviction. That's why we here at the church love Mother's Day. Because you come for your mother because you love her and she threatens you. But you get in those uncomfortable places that your flesh didn't want to be. But man, you're in the right place. Because God is calling you with a word, a voice. The light shines in the darkness. Okay, I'm going to hurry because I said I'd respect your time. Watch this. Verse 9. Give me verse 9. That was the, listen to this. I want everybody to listen to this. Please listen to this. That was the true light. Go back, and if you read this, you'll notice that light in the first couple verses is lowercase, and all of a sudden it gets capitalized right here. That was the true light, listen to this, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. What? You mean everybody? Everybody. Absolutely everybody. The true light which lighted, now listen where this came from. This came from God. You know what this tells me, Marvin? This tells me that everybody in the world, this ain't just a select group. This ain't just the people that's been missionaried and been gospel to. This is every man that cometh into the world. Every man. So don't think that battle that you fight, because you were created by a God that loves you and designed you for a purpose. He wants you even more. Listen, let me tell you right now. If you're here today and you're lost, your mama wants you saved. Even more than your mama wants you saved, he wants you saved. You know how I know? Because he died for him. You know how I know? Because he carried the cross. You know how I know? Because he was crucified. Greater love hath no man than this, but that a man would lay down his life for his friend. He said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. Let me tell you what he did. He made you his friend so he could die for you, so that he could cleanse you. And so when he cleans you, he could clean you. And when he cleans you, he's going to fill you. And when he fills you, he's going to use you. And when he uses you, you're going to walk in a place that this world can never fill for you. Can I get an amen? Everybody, listen, when Adam sinned, the whole world came under his condemnation. And Darren, we give Adam more credit than we give Jesus, because by one man, sin entered into the world. By a one man, righteousness entered into the world. We're still giving Adam all the credit. I'm telling you what Jesus did destroyed what Adam did. Amen. Amen. I don't want to get too deep here on you, but I want to tell you this. He came into the world and the world received him not. You know what scares me, Chris? Is there are people walking around in this earth with this light inside of them, and they do not accept it, and they reject it, and they suppress it. And he said, I came unto my own creation. I know he's talking about the Jewish people. I know what he's talking about, but I'm talking about this divine light that God put in you. And he said, and they receive me not.
Hey, by the way, I talked to teen class today. That was fun, man. I felt young again. I like teenagers. I used to be one of them too. What'd you say? I think he said a long time ago. Somebody escort him out of here. Man, Darren, this light, I'll get to the teen class in a minute. This light that shines in us, this word, this logos, this creation that he has put in us, when his voice begins to speak our name, there is a recognition that that thing that created me is now calling me, and it is so important because this light is in everybody. Everybody. People walking around this world with this light in them, and they reject it or they suppress it. He is calling you for his purpose. Titus. I think it's my last verse. Titus 2 and 11. Watch this verse. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. All men. All men. Man, I used to do these debates and I'd get with guys from different franchises and Christianity, and we would debate things and we would talk about things, and we would get and one of the things, Brother Eddie, that we would debate a lot was, do you have to hear the gospel to go to heaven? Don't answer. Do you have to hear the gospel to go to heaven? Do you have to hear the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus and understand it to go to heaven? Do you have to intellectually receive it? Do you got to hear it? Do you got you got to understand what happened and that he took it? Do you got to understand that? And this was our argument. And my argument was, I don't know that everybody that has walked the planet has heard the gospel, but I do know this, the grace of God hath appeared unto all men, because that's what my Bible says. So then I found out that being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. What does that mean? Paul began to tell us that creation testified that there is a God, and there is a God that can speak, and this God that speaks will speak in the middle of the jungle. If no preacher ever shows up, God's bigger than the preacher. I may be a shepherd, he the good shepherd. I may be an all right shepherd, he a real good shepherd, because he knows how to care, and he knows how to move. And listen to this, he's got a voice. So being understood by the things that are made, they look around and they figure it out. It blew my mind for years. They declare it. So you can look around, and we talked about this teen class. We talked about this in teen class. So just so I need to clear this up, so if your kids go home and say I was a little wacky. We got to talking about astrology. We got to talking about the stars. And by the way, if you people read that to get through the day, get rid of it. Well, I'm a Gemini, so it says I'm going to be cranky today. You're cranky every day. The heavens would declare it, and they used to preach the gospel out of the stars. And when you had the twins, that was Jacob and Esau. And you had the Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And you had Virgo, the virgin, that was Mary. And they would look at them, because every bit of it declares the glory of God. Everything created declares the glory of God. Every breath you take declares the glory of God. All I need to do is surrender to that and walk in that, because not only is he creator, he's father. And having a father, he's a father of love, and he wants relationship. At the moment, at that very moment you were conceived, there was purpose on your life. But Rhonda, we have an enemy. And that enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And I don't want to give him any credit. I know some preachers preach more about the devil than they do Jesus.
Always give me the problem. Give me the antidote, man. This life that he gave me is life that I may have it, and not just have it, but have it more abundantly. That spark got it started. That DNA got it moving. The information. But then I heard some information about a Savior that died for me. He was buried for me, and he rose again. This is the power of the gospel, Brad. The power is this. Jesus died. Jesus was buried. Jesus got up. That same thing can happen in me. The old man dies. We bury the old man, and we raise up to walk in the newness of life. And this life that I walk in, it's far beyond a zinc spark. It's the life that I now live. I live by faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. I walk in peace now. Can I get a witness? Amen. Nobody can do you like Jesus can. Come on, Aaron. He said, lighteth every man. Every man. Lighteth every man. The Greek word is photozeo, where we get our word to enlighten, to light up, to illuminate, to bring to light, to render, listen to this, to render evident, to cause something to exist and thus come to light and become clear. It's not my notes. Can I have one more verse? Okay, thank y'all, three of y'all. Maybe four verses. Romans chapter 1. I want you to listen to this. I'm going to let you go. Romans 1. Go down to, it's going to be in the latter part. Here we go. Verse 18. Watch this. Y'all ready? Y'all got a minute? It's good. It's good stuff. You read this and you didn't realize it. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. You know when sinners get really upset at you? When you look at them and say, your ways are evil. No, you just need to love me like I am. No, that's evil. Who are you to tell me that what I'm doing is holier than thou? What you're doing is evil, and it's going to end in a bad place. You know why they hated Jesus? Not because he healed their sick, not because he raised the dead. You know why they hated Jesus? Because he told them that their deeds were evil. And that's why we live in the most accept me generation ever. Everybody's offended about everything. I had some guys at work, man, they sending me text messages. And they, oh, no. And finally, I just snapped. I sent back, I'm tired of trying to make y'all happy. Nobody can make y'all happy. If we do this, wham, wham, wham. If we do that, wham, wham, wham. Cold runs too fast, wham, wham, wham. This stuff's too dirty, wham, wham, wham. And the guy texted me back and went, wow. I said, you misspelled wham. Wham, wham, wham. And we live in a generation that doesn't want to believe this because, listen to this, even the wrath of God is right. Even God's judgment is holy. Even his judgment is righteous. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who would hold the truth in unrighteousness. How are they holding the truth, Christy? Because they say, oh, I don't know. Your truth ain't my truth. I'm going to tell you why. Watch this next verse. Listen to this. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Nobody, listen to me, nobody is going to stand before God and say, I didn't know. He's going to say, I showed it to you. I talked to you. I drew you with my spirit. He's either going to say, enter in. Or he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. That voice that calls you when nobody else is around is worth heeding to. Come on, church, help me pray for just a minute. Help me pray. There are heartbeats in this room that have not surrendered.
to be disciples of the one that loves them more than anybody else. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. He lighteth every man. If the person sitting beside you is saved, he didn't call them because they're better than you. He called them with the same love he's calling you. The only difference is to those that received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Something beating in your chest right now. Listen, if you're in the middle of an aisle and you need to get out and you need to pray, they'll come with you. They'll come with you. Just say, I need to go. I got an appointment with destiny right now. On this Mother's Day, hey, listen, if you're a dude in here, if you're a guy and you need to get saved, move them out of your way. Step out, step up. If you're backslidden and you're not where you need to be, get it right. God's got a plan. God's got a plan. You were created for a purpose. There's one. Anybody else? Man, I want to get it right before I walk out of this room. Come on, church, pray with me. You know why a sinner should repent? Because Jesus deserves the love and obedience that you're not giving him. That life that you are living, that breath that you are breathing, it's because he cared enough. He is my to select you.